World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good to be up here on the 27th day of March, 2024. I've been so sore. I gotta tell you, I've been so sore for about, don't tell my wife I know how to do this, but I was doing some work around the house and around the yard. And so I did something, I don't know what it was. My hip pain has been so unbelievable. Of course, I didn't pray about it. I just figured I'll stretch myself out of it. Well, last night I had a little bit of a release. I feel a little bit better. And, man, old pains, I guess. Not growing pains, old pains. I want to thank Dan and Ricky for coming in. They did a lot of stuff up around Sky High for us, and it was good fellowship. They drove all the way from where the heck is that, North Dakota, someplace up there. So I appreciate them being with us, given the time. And just got a lot of balls in the air, a lot going on. And more than you guys know, I appreciate all of you out there. I want to say this real quick. At some point, maybe we're going to have to do away with Republican, Democrat, those terms. In fact, I think it's time we did. It's whoever came up with a two-party system. Lord, just anoint us here today, Lord, that the words of our lip, meditation of our heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord. Who put us in those two boxes? Who put us in Republican good, Democrat bad? Who put us in those boxes? And you mean if after all the time that we've been here on the earth, I've been here since 1952, we haven't had a viable third party or fourth party arise? Is this by accident or is this by design? And if you begin to look at it, really, Republican, Democrat, normal people pretty much share the same values. Normal people do. I would think that every Democrat, say whatever the heck that means, I think every Democrat wants a safe, secure country and a thriving economy, and want their children to be safe and their future to be bright. I think every American does that. How could they possibly divide us over pro-life, pro-choice, racism, not racism, young? How have we possibly let them do that? And we know Neil Peterson here in Ohio, our last election, tried to get on the ballot to run run for governor as an independent, and he couldn't even get on the ballot. Couldn't even get on the ballot. And so then we're forced to go, as they often say, pick the lesser of two evils. At some point, you got to pick somebody. And so people say, well, I ain't voting for Trump because he's in on it. Yeah, I see some of that. I see it. I get it. Well, I ain't voting for Biden. How can I vote for Biden? He wants to kill babies. And then they keep us divided. And if you were to go to, if you were just to go to walk downtown Logan, Ohio, say, Coach, why'd you say Logan? Because it came to me. If you walk downtown Logan, Ohio, I'm going to tell you something. Most of those people share the same values. They don't vote the same way, but they share the same values. It's a grand, grand delusion. Now, understand this. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians that because they've rejected the truth, the Lord will send a strong delusion. See if you can find that, Spencer. See if you can find that. 2 Thessalonians, chapter, is it 3? 3? Boy, folks, this is stream of consciousness.
It's 2, around verse 10.
Thank you, Mel. 2. Thessalonians 2. Yeah, let no man deceive you, blah, 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 blah. And okay. And for this cause, wait a minute, let's start there at verse 8. And then shall the wicked be revealed, with the Lord shall consume the spirit of his mouth, shall destroy them with the brightness of his coming. Talking about the Antichrist, I said, whatever that is, whoever that is, whatever that is. And even him who's coming after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, Is that an antichrist or an antichrist spirit? I don't want to get in that argument. And he comes with all deceivableness of unrighteousness and then the perish. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. See, he doesn't come flashing evil, 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 like red lights, you know? He comes as a deceivableness of unrighteousness. And why do they perish? Because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. I'm get ahead of myself here a little bit. I could tell you just in the last, do you remember that guy? The last, I'm trying to get my brain to kick in here. The last mass shooting that they had. Do we know who that was and why they did it? Remember that one guy left a manifesto when he did it? And have we heard the manifesto? Why is it we get some information, but we don't get other information? And who is it that determines which information we get? And why is it yesterday I posted on my Facebook page, if you think that ship just ran into that bridge accidentally, I don't know what to tell you. And you wouldn't believe the number of people who start calling me a conspiracy theorist. Now, friends, the boat didn't just go into that bridge. Sorry. And for this cause shall God shall send for, hey, hang on. For what cause? For what cause? In other words, for what reason would God send a strong delusion they should believe a lie? Because why? They love not the truth. They love that because they received not the love of the truth. And folks, all of you sitting out there right now, most of you hate bad news. And not only do you hate bad news, you hate to be shown that you've been tricked. None of us want to be shown that we've been tricked. And that's the battle we're fighting against. Because, see, I want to know if I'm being tricked. I want to know it. Do you know why? Because I have a love of the truth. I want to know the truth. And I can handle it, big boy. No matter what it is, I can handle it. But because we have all not received that love of the truth, little God sends a strong delusion that they'd believe a lie. And we talk on here over and over and over about the lies they tell us. And then when we point it out, the people we love think we're crazy. That they might be, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Hey, Vinny, that would be a boom. If I was booming, that'd be a boom right there. We have pleasure in unrighteousness. The American people, can I tell you this? The American church has pleasure in unrighteousness. Say what you want about Donald Trump and this two-card Monty that's going on. Just on this issue alone, Coach Dave, now just me. Joe Biden is passionately pro-baby murder. Donald Trump, whether he's passionately pro-baby murder or not, appointed judges against baby murder. I'm voting for Trump on that issue alone. But see, they cloud your mind. And they get you thinking about transgenderism and being fair and the economy and blah, blah, blah. Hey, folks, you better in your mind figure out is what is your drop dead issue. And I'm going to tell you this. I believe I'm waving into another area. If Donald Trump is elected, he will protect unborn babies. I believe that. If Joe Biden's elected, more unborn babies are going to die. I couldn't care less about any other issue. God will not bless a nation that kills its babies. But they got us confused looking at all these different issues and all these things that separate us. All that. All right. Okay, I'm going to let Mel come in because she's raised her hand twice, but I don't want the rest of you yet. Go ahead, Mel.
Yeah, I just wanted to, I had a rare opportunity the other day to talk to a progressive community organizer. You know, we're also siloed. You talked about the two-party system, and part of it is that we just don't ever talk to each other. And so I had this rare opportunity. She said she was planning a rally for about 400 people. And I said, well, what are you rallying about? And she said, well, reading test scores and literacy. And I just like, huh, That sounds a lot like the Tea Party and what we and when we were fighting against Common Core. So it's just kind of like they keep churning this stuff. So like that's their issue now. If we were to talk to them, we would probably agree with them on that. But I mean, it's all a charade. It's all theater.
Yeah. Well, not only that. Most of you, are you looking at me? Most of you were either born Republican or Democrat. It was handed down from your parents. And now you have feel like a great betrayal if you don't vote. I have a video today. I don't know if I'll get around to showing it. Blacks. Woo. Blacks are running to Trump, man. They're running to Trump. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. So the Democrats. See, look, it's not Republican Democrat here. Okay. I want you to understand. I get that, right? But the Democrats, as you know, the blacks have always been Democrats. They think the Democrats set them free. So for a black guy to vote a Republican, man, it's hard to do that. It's like being a Michigan fan in Ohio, right? You're going against the grain. But that's something crazy is going on here. Okay, now I got to show you something. Mel sent this out today. For those of you who might be interested, Spencer, pull up that thing about that the eclipse thing I'm going to speak at. Says, yeah, I was just asked the other day, they had to make the poster new. There's this event going on, for those of you in Ohio, down at Neil Peterson's church, April 8th, 2024, Total Solar Eclipse Revival. Scott Kesterson, Peterson, Apostle Greg Davis, I don't know some of these people, Resistance Chicks, Pete Santelli, and they invited me the other day. So I'm going to be down there. Anybody be interested in going? It goes from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. or until God says stop, a revival, right? So, Mel, I don't know if you have a copy of the new one. They just asked me yesterday, 2 days ago to come. So that's what Michelle and I are going to be doing on that day. I wanted to get that out of the way here. Hang on. Yeah, okay. Lord, where do you want me to go here? Okay, I got to show you some good stuff here, all right? Pull up number one. Pull up number one B. Japan bans shots. What? Japan bans, watch this, all COVID mRNA shots because of excessive sudden deaths. Cats out of the bag, boys and girls. Cats out of the bag. Japan has realized exactly what's going on. No more shots. No more shots in Japan. Because why? They cause excessive sudden deaths. Now, hey, Bukowski, they were laughing at me 3 years ago when I was saying that. They were laughing at me. And I remember riding in the car talking to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and she said, Coach, it's going to be 2 years, 3 years before this stuff shows up. Boom! Okay, number one. Let's go back here a second, Spencer. The very first thing. How about this? The FDA stops its war on ivermectin. Hey, Paul, how about this, huh? How about this? How many of you out there had people laugh at you? You were taking horse medicine, horse paste, blah, 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 and people around you are dying in the hospitals from remdesivir, and the government comes out and says, no, you can't take that ivermectin. That's horse paste. You can't take that. And look what happened. The FDA stopped warning people against ivermectin. Can I pat myself on the back, say, see, I told you so? Folks, do you have any idea how many lies they've told us? You have any idea? Remember this, please. Satan is the father of lies. In him, there is no truth. So ask yourself, who's in control of our government? Satan's kids or Jesus's kids? Oh, Satan's kids are in control. So they are serving a liar, the father of lies, the guy that there is no truth in. Day after day after day after day, they give us lies and we swallow it and fight amongst ourselves because people, Christian people walking the streets of America believe the CDC and Fauci more than they believe the truth. It's crazy, isn't it? This is absolutely crazy. All right, I got another thing. I'm going to open it up real quickly for you. I'm thinking about something here. I'm looking at what pull up Cash Patel, number three. See, it's communism versus Christianity, folks. That's the fight. It's not right versus left. It's not. It's communism versus Christianity. Say this for me real slow. Communism versus Christianity. Or atheism versus Christianity. That's the fight. It ain't Republican, Democrat. And see, they're really, really good because they've tricked some Democrat Christians that they have to be on the Democrat team. By the way, Republicans ain't any better. They're not any better. But they want to save babies, appear to. I don't trust either party, all right? So, Cash Patel, the whole January, we have right now political prisoners sitting in jails all across America based on lies from our government. Does anybody think Liz Cheney serves Jesus? Raise your hand out there so I know who to punch. Anybody think Liz Cheney? How about Chuck Schumer? He served Jesus, you think? Mitch McConnell, you think he's serving Jesus? Think so? Huh? The people in positions of authority, think Joe Biden's serving Jesus? How about Camel Toe Harris? She's serving Jesus, you think? Huh? You think those people are serving Jesus? I don't think they are. How about Roma Daniel, or whatever her, McDaniel, the girl who used to be head of the, they fired her. The girl who used to be head of the Republican Party. By the way, she's a, well, this will make you all mad. That's all right. She's a Mormon, right? Right? And we see, whether you want to believe it or not, sorry, hate to tell you this, most of our Republican Christians are serving Israel. There I said it. There I said it. Go ahead and play this 2 minutes of Cash Patel.
I was in the Oval Office on that day, days prior to January 6th, with the Secretary of Defense, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and others, and President Trump. And he authorized, as the law requires, 10 to 20,000 National Guardsmen and women to be utilized around the country.
Mayor Bowser's letter, where she declined the National Guard authorization from President Trump.
To be clear, the District of Columbia is not requesting other federal law enforcement personnel and discourages.
What you're seeing here, folks, is President Trump on Insurrection Day, January 6th, he called for the National Guard to be established, to be in Washington, D.C. But he doesn't have the authority to do that. The governor can, the mayor can, the Speaker of the House can, and none of them. He said, we need some backup. We got a lot of people coming here. We need some backup. And all three of those people refused security at the White, at the Capitol. I wonder why that was. Why would they? Wait a minute. You mean if they'd had security there, people couldn't have stormed the Capitol? What? What? Go ahead.
Is any additional employment?
Communications between the leader of the Capitol Police and their chain of command to the DOD refusing our request before January 6th.
Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman blamed the Capitol Police Board for denying an early request to call in the National Guard.
That request did not come in from Nancy Pelosi and the Capitol Police on January 4th or 5th.
Did you, as required by law, authorize that?
100%. Nancy Pelosi turned it down.
It was a Fed surrection. They knew the fix was in.
Secretary of Army was supposed... It's really a tragedy.
Intelligence available before January 6th identified plans to, quote, invade the Capitol.
We immediately shared that information
with D.C. and Capitol Police.
If you knew about this, why didn't you call in the Guard?
President Trump gave no order to deploy the National Guard that day.
Conspiracy to defraud the United States.
And conspiring and attempting to obstruct an official proceeding.
What's going on here is a massive cover-up by Pelosi and the Democrats.
It will make Christopher Steele and Danchenko look like the teacup ride at Disney World.
Who goes to the extent of destroying and encrypting documents?
The only insurrectionists are the Nancy Pelosi's and Mayor Bowser's of the world and this January Unselect Committee.
Tony Ornato, another one of those witnesses we didn't get to see the full transcript of, he testifies, you darn right that Donald Trump authorized 10,000 National Guard.
Barry Loudermilk made criminal referrals for obstruction.
Liz Cheney and Adam Schiff buried this exculpatory evidence of Donald Trump.
There you are, friends. There you are. So it's, you know, it's a two-card Monty, whatever it is. We better understand it, okay? Now, I got to go to one more thing. That I'm not going to take time to read all this. Friends, if you think a barge just happened to accidentally run into a bridge, you need help. You need some psychological help, all right? Now, Jamie Walden put this out yesterday. Paul said, Walden on the bridge. I'm not going to read all of this. We will put it in the chat, okay? You guys know Jamie Walden, right? Know who he is. I'll get him on the show maybe. So he posts yesterday. He knows, folks. He knows this stuff. The electronic warfare capabilities of Russia are beyond anything most people can comprehend. United States, our technology is 20, 30 years behind. Russia has openly condemned the Crocus Theater attack being directly linked to Russia as directly being carried out by the U.S. Asymmetric hybrid warfare is no longer in the shadows. Poland, Germany, Romania, Lithuania, Estonia are fully mobilized for war. U.S. has deployed over 100,000 troops to the Russian border. NATO is actively striking military targets right now inside of Russia. As I stated 18 months ago, the next major attack in the U.S. will be conducted against our navigable inland waterways. 18 months ago, Jamie Walden told us that's what's coming. Do you guys understand what's going on in Baltimore? Do you understand why they hit Baltimore? You understand that all the hazardous waste, this bridge was built because the hazardous waste cannot go through the tunnel system around Baltimore. So they built this bridge to avoid hazardous waste going through the tunnels. Now there is no way to transport hazardous materials out of them. Multiple intel sources, the Baltimore bridge collapse was an absolutely brilliant strategic attack on U.S. critical infrastructure, most likely cyber, and our intelligence agency knows it. In information warfare terms, they just divided the United States along the Mason-Dixon line, exactly like the Civil War. The second busiest strategy roadway in the nation for hazardous material now down for at least 5 years to rebuild it. Oh, my goodness. It's the second busiest strategic roadway in the nation for hazardous material. Make no mistakes, this was an extraordinary attack in terms of planning, timing, and execution. The two critical components of the bridge are two load-bearing pylons on each end closer to the shore. They are bigger, thicker, deeper than anything else, and these are the anchor points, and they knew that hitting either one of them would be a fatal wound to the integrity of the bridge. Okay, let me stop. I'm not going to read all of it. So listen, here's what he's saying, right? Somehow, electronically, they seized control of the boats. Somehow, we don't know how. You can see the lights flash a couple different times, right? And we're not going to watch the video, but you can watch the video. It was steered right directly into that pylon. And another video I saw today, I'm going to run down a little bit more. You will see, as the bridge comes down, explosions up on top of the bridge. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Attack perfectly target. They have figured out how to bring us down. As long as you stay away from the teeth of the U.S. military, you can pick the U.S. apart. We're arrogant and ignorant. Lethal combination. Obama said they would fundamentally change America, and they did it. We are in a free fall ride on a roller coaster right now. No brakes, just picking up speed.
Amen.
Folks, listen, you can believe this or not, okay? You can believe this or not. And you can believe that 911 was just by accident. You can believe the COVID was, you can believe them all if you want to. And then have them laugh you off of the whatever. What? Scroll down a little bit more. The photo shows the cargo ship never got in the approach lane. And never got to the approach lane. You have to be in the channel before you can get into the turn. The location was precise and deliberate. This one, Jamie Walden, this ain't Coach Dave. Choose a bend in the river where you have to slow down and commit yourself. Once you are committed in that area, there's not enough room to maneuver. Should have had a harbor pilot to pilot the boat. You're not supposed to traverse any obstacles without the harbor pilot. They chose a full moon so they'd have maximum tidal shift, rise and fall. Risk flow in the river on a normal day and have had a lot of rain recently, so water is already moving at a good pace. It hit with enough kinetic energy to knock the load-bearing pylon out from under the highway, which fatally weakened the span, and then 50% of the bridge fell into water. And all these factors, when you look at it, this is how you teach people how to do this attack. And there are so few people left in the system who know this. We have a junior varsity team on the field. So what else is vulnerable? What else is vulnerable, folks? What is it? Now, be aware of this. Okay, hang on. When you choke off Baltimore, you've cut the main north-south hazardous corridor in half. Now it has to go around the city or go somewhere else. Every $100 that goes into the city, 12 of it is from shipping. Folks, you understand that they can't get through there. There's a bridge blocking the boats going through there, right? This is done to cripple Baltimore. See where the red X is? See all those ports in there? They're not going to be able to get to those ports. Choke points, cyber attacks, EMP. We don't want to believe it, right? But they're relentless in what they do. Put that in the chat so people can read that on their own. Okay, I got more, but I'm going to pull away here for a minute. Dale, come on in.
Well, Coach, hallelujah, brother. Just a few points. First off, I live by suspended bridges. My neighbor across the street is one of those guys. He oversees the tugboats. Those kinds of bridges all have tugboats stationed by them for the purpose.
They have pilots specifically to drive the boat.
Absolutely. The pilots are always, yes, that's maritime law, and I get all that. But the fact of the matter is that they know that the potentiality of one of them ships going astray. They always have tugboats positioned to push those boats, those ships, all of those things away so this wouldn't happen. Where was the distress call, Coach? I'm just kind of curious. Oh, wait a minute. So the power goes off twice on these things. You do realize they all have emergency, immediate backup electricity. Oh, okay, wait a minute. Oh, wait, we blow up Russia's main pipeline underwater. Look, Coach, that was absolutely strategic right there. So this is how I open my line to people who refuse to want to close their eyes. This you know, you get in a conversation, this is what I ask them. I said, do you trust the government? And the answer is no. Then why do you trust that the government's telling you that this is what happened? Right? Because 99% of people will say, unless they work in the government, unless they're politicians, will tell you, Coach, I don't care, Democratic or Republican. They don't trust the government. No, then why do you trust the government? Right? Do you understand what I'm saying? So you don't trust them. Why do you trust them?
The church trusts the government, though. The church does, right? Huh? The church, which is a counterbalance. Hang on, Lauren, just a second. I'll show you this, folks. You better understand. Asymmetrical warfare, meaning they're coming at it in ways that we never thought about it. They're going to try to starve us to death. See, what are you talking about, Coach? Well, go to number two, because I want to show you what's going on. Maybe when I coached at London High School just down the road. Are you want to see this? Speed it up. A solar farm along, this is some of the prime farmland in Ohio. Look at this.
The left is Route 56, and the drone is flying south. This is the southern extent of the solar farm at where Carl and Nancy Hammond used to live. 2,000 acres of farmland have now been taken over by a solar electric company. So this is the southern extension of that solar farm along Route 56 in Madison County, Ohio. I'm going to take a couple of sweeps around to the north so you can see the extent of the solar array. It covers almost the entire 2,000 acres.
Hang on a second.
We have a lot of installation yet to do. But
freeze that. Can you grow corn there? Can you grow soybeans there? Can you grow wheat there? Those things. By the way, did you guys see that a hailstorm totally destroyed one of these things? Not here. Someplace out. I don't know where it was. Hail destroyed the panels. Acres and acres of panels. Go ahead, keep going.
Much has already.
This is in my neck of woods, folks.
As you can see,
he's just down
patch
the road
of
from
land
me.
There in the middle is what Carl had intended to have be his retirement home area. He had recently bought it in 2018. For the past almost 30 years, he has lived in the house on the right, which we will be flying over.
Look how far that goes.
He and Nancy and the two boys, Robbie and Scott, had lived in that house, which is now virtually surrounded by solar panels. Carl farmed the land for almost 30 years. He farmed the farm here where I live for ever since 1981. So that's a little bit more than 30 years. There's the home on the left with the barns behind it. I don't see any vehicles or cars or anything. So I think that Nancy has decided to move on after.
Okay, you can stop there, folks. Listen, are you looking at me? Are you looking at me? Asymmetrical warfare. They're going to starve you. You get it? You understand they knocked down a bridge? So imports can't come in. Dollar stores, $1,000 stores are closing. What other big company did I see? Another one closed. What, folks? Look around and understand what's going on. Why? Because we rejected the truth, the Lord sends a strong delusion. We believe a lie. And we are still Christian people believing this lying media complex that is doing nothing but conditioning you to your own demise. Home Depots are closing. These things are good. You have any idea what it costs to build one Home Depot? The time and money investment. And then they close it? What? You can't plant corn where there are solar panels? And 2,000 acres of solar panels? What? Lorraine, come on in.
Well, they think they're super smart, and they're not, because like good criminals, they have to tell on each other. And you have Maui, what they did to Maui.
Asymmetrical warfare. Wake up, people. Keep going. You're doing good.
And the train that happened that derailed in Ohio, right? That went into the water, wound up
That was just an accident.
Yeah. These are just accidents. They're just, you know, yeah. Okay. It just happenstance that some crazy person decided to go to Russia and blow up, do an American, you know, crime of blowing up, you know, and killing people at a concert, you know. Same thing happened, you know, in Israel. That's just an accident. You know, now this thing out on the East Coast, that's just an accident. Yeah, it's just, and J6.
How about weapons of mass destruction? How about Saddam Hussein and weapons of mass destruction?
And you just, and you're fed, it's, if you want to keep going to McDonald's and eating plastic, you know, how long do you expect to live? People are eating a diet of just believing the lie that they're not trying to destroy. And we all watched on live TV where people were destroying people's businesses. The city of Chicago is just as bad as downtown Detroit and downtown LA now. The Magnificent Mile is not magnificent. I have no words for it. The main roads, the main highways that go in and out of the city, it breaks my heart. There's shooting going back and forth. A friend of mine got shot in the neck driving back from work because of the crossfire between police officers and gang warfare. Just driving down the highway at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So.
I get it, Lorraine. I got it. I want to move. I get it, folks. Asymmetrical warfare. Think about this long-term plan that they've had to overthrow America. Think about the things that they're doing to make sure that we don't have children. Think about the transgender. Think about the, and how about this? Are you ready for this one? How about race replacement? Do you know the Republican Party? I'm sorry, the Democrat Party, a two-card Monty? They're losing the blacks, but they ain't worried. You know why? They're getting the illegals. Why do you think they're bringing the illegals in? They're losing the blacks. So they're doing what they call race replacement. Wow. Pull up number four. Sending money. We're sending money to protect the Ukrainian border, but not the American border. Okay, you guys sitting down? Sitting down? I'm sorry for those of you who can't read this. I'm going to try to, Spencer, maybe we can start and stop this because this is a video. No, that's not that one right there, dude. So they run it, go clear on down the bottom. This guy's out interviewing some illegals. All right, I think this is it. No, that's not it. Keep going up. Keep going up. Right there. Now, folks, I'm going to play this. And for those, I'm sorry for those of you who can't see it. This is a guy on the street interviewing a Hispanic man who doesn't speak English. So they have words underneath it. So I'm going to read the conversation, okay? It's a minute long. It says, how long were you in the Watson Hotel? This reporter asks this illegal. Let it roll and I'll read.
¿Cuánto tiempo está ahí en Watson?
2 meses.
2 months. I was like 2 months. Keep going. Turn the sound down. No, did you have to pay for it? No, we don't pay. We've been living there too much. We don't pay. It is a help that the state gives you. What do you do to receive one? Can you slow down? He says, how do you get it? So the guy interviewing him says, really, how do you get it? He says, the guy says, oh, it's a good service. I cannot deny it. He's saying it in Spanish. Keep going. Do they give you food every day? Yes, yes. How many times a day? Three. Yes, breakfast, lunch, dinner, everything, the Hispanic says. Stay with me. They're do you also receive insurance for medications? Is your medication paid for? The reporter asked this Hispanic. Yes, they're in charge of doing all that. Well, in fact, they process Medicaid, he says, in Spanish. So do they help you get your asylum? The guy says, huh? Says, to do the process and apply, it's free. The guy says, oh, yeah, they do all that legal work for us for free. Why? They're replacing it. Do you receive lawyers, too? Yes. Oh, yes, lawyers also. Oh, yes, yes. Free. You're paying for it. I'm paying for it. The Red Cross, oh yeah, the Red Cross links up with them and they provide free help. The Red Cross is helping illegals become nationalized. And the lawyers, are they free too? Yes, the lawyers are free. This guy's an illegal. Right now you have your bags packed. He's looking, he's got his bags running. Right now you have, and now where are you going? He asks him. Well, now we're heading towards... In fact, we asked for the tickets. And they also give it free. And now we're going to Arizona. He and his family. Phoenix. And they gave you that for free? Yes, free. Free, yes. Because that flight is completely free. The flight is completely free. We're leaving because here in New York, as we know it, it has collapsed. The Hispanic says New York's collapsed. They're inside of the hotel. Did they coordinate all this? The reporter asks. Yes, yes, they did it all for us. Huh? Asymmetrical warfare. Do you understand? See what's going on? Get it? Look, I like for you to come here to encourage you. Things are getting better. Well, they are, but they're doing everything they can to make sure that folks like me and you aren't able, they're going to overwhelm the system. That's one of the rules for radicals techniques. Create a problem, create a solution, overwhelm the system. Overwhelm it. All right, somebody come in and talk to me. Call me down here. Tell me, I got more stuff. Hey, friends. They're taking your tax dollars. They're raising your property taxes. Because why? They want you broke. Who does? The Luciferians. Seed of the serpent, seed of the woman. Open your eyes. It's not Republican, Democrat. They're both evil. Both of them are evil. Government without Christ is evil. Dave Allison.
Coach, on the way into Indian Lake, I passed a second 2,000-acre solar farm that they're building in Ohio. The parking lot for construction, there had to be over 100 cars parked in there.
There you go, Dave. That's some of the premier farmland in all of America. Those flatlands of Ohio that you saw, the flatlands down there below London, Ohio, which is, you know, that's where I coach down London, Ohio. It's just down the road. Folks, they'll probably never be able to plant on there for years maybe. Won't be able to plant. Even if they tore all those things down, they can't start planting again tomorrow. They're squeezing us off from the food, asymmetrical. So if you can't connect the solar panels to what happened in Baltimore, I don't know what to tell you. Asymmetric. Hey, Spencer, pull up, go to Webster. Asymmetrical. Probably wasn't there for Webster. Spencer went to, he's homeschooled. He'll be able to get this. Asymmetry. A-S-Y. There you go. Asymmetrical. Try that one. What is that? Not having symmetry. Okay, what's symmetry? Click on symmetry. Symmetry. A due proportion of the several parts of a body to each other. Adaption. In other words, uniform symmetry in architecture. We are used to organized troops coming in, marching in order, boom, boom, everybody do. This asymmetrical warfare can be defined as chaos. They create chaos. That's called asymmetrical warfare. That's how they're going to overthrow the government. Not with marching soldiers, not with police officers coming to your door. No. They're going to overwhelm the system. That's what they want to do. The want or proportion between the part of two things. So you look at it and see, they don't want you to be able to connect the dots. They don't want you to see the solar panels connected to Baltimore, connected to the vaccine, connected to transgenderism. It's all connected, and we don't see it. We don't get it, right? Jock, come on in.
Hey, good morning, everybody. You know, a couple of months ago, my wife and I, we had some appliances replaced in our home from Home Depot. They drove right up the driveway, and the one driver, he spoke broken English, and the other guy, he didn't speak a lick. And they came in, and I'll tell you, I looked at my wife, and I'm like, it's going down right now. I mean, these people are in my house. All right. Now, I don't mean to sound however you want to tag me to be whatever, but at what point, people, we already know what's going on, but we've got to figure something out here. I mean, we talk about it. I know we need to get this information out to people to wake people up, but what do we do as brothers and sisters in Christ, what do we do to combat this?
Amen. That's a great question, Jock. And you know what else? We're now finding out that they have found a legal way to squat in your house. You go away for 2 weeks on vacation and you come back and you got some people living in your house. They have found a law that permits them to be able to do it. You guys know that? You know that? Oh, yeah. Craig, come on in.
It's asymmetrical, okay? Because when you understand the times that you live in, like the sons of Issachar, you understand the things that are going to happen before they do. So first thing is, your car is eating 10% of your food, and that started back in around 2010, ethanol. You know, that's things that you eat, right? Because that's a renewable resource. So right there, you're losing food to fuel, but we have plenty of oil. Four years ago, I said, you better understand the sun. You better understand Revelation, why God says the sun in there. Because when you have grand solar minimums and you have errant activity of the sun, guess what one of the signs of that is? Great hailstorms. So they understand what the sun's getting ready to do between now and 2030. And those hailstorms are going to take out your power grid because now you can't burn coal. Now you're going to do that, okay? And so the other point is the asymmetrical warfare is they've told you what they're going to do, and we are under the judgment of God. So the providence of God doesn't protect you from either a accidental thing or a terrorist thing. Do you remember when President Obama went and read that really nice Christmas book in December 12th last year? Santa's got to go. Do you know what the problem is? Santa came in and he barricaded himself in these people's home for 3 days. Then he left. And then 21 days later, all his elves came and they just stayed in that home again. Kind of sounds like squatters' rights, doesn't it? Sure. And when Obama brought his movie out, one of the big scenes is this big, huge oil tanker called the White Lion, which was the ship that brought the first black slaves over here, goes out of control and runs right onto the beach. Now, Obama was in both of those scenes between the book, and he was also in the movie because him and his wife helped produce it and fund it. But yet he was over on Downing Street knocking on the door last week.
Yep.
And that is not a British man with white British man with bad teeth. That's a foreign Muslim that is the prime minister. And there's a Muslim that runs the town of that. And we are in what? Ramadan. And what does Ramadan do? Well, that's a perfect time for a jihad, national worldwide jihad. And when does Ramadan end? On the end of the beginning of the eclipse, April 8th.
Oh, Craig, thanks for the good news. Just kidding. Because they rejected the truth.
It's not news. It's truth. Everything I said is absolutely true.
God would send a strong delusion that they would believe a lie. They believe a lie. Folks, think how many people wore a mask, took shots, took jabs. Dr. Paul, come on in. You probably have something to say about that.
Well, yeah, but I got something to say about everything else too, Coach. You know, they're enacting legislation to allow these illegals to have guns, right?
Yeah.
See that coming. In Maine, they put sludge or convinced small farmers to put sludge on their property. And now that sludge is contaminated with forever chemicals. Now they're buying up their land. They're saying we can't use it. So if it all happens and we're not doing anything, I think we do quite a bit here, Coach. We tell the truth. We just keep the truth up.
We tell the truth here, Paul. And then people want to call you you and me conspiracy theorists, folks. That's part of the whole technique they use, right?
It's a question, Coach. When these foreigners come here, how would you feel if I went in your home and took it over and kicked you out? Okay, that's the question we need to ask.
Paul, not only that, you call the police and the police sides with them, right? We're in a lawless country, folks. It's the judgment of the Lord that's upon us. Unbelievable. Thanks, Paul. Roger Weaver, let's get an attorney involved here.
So much to say, so little time.
Hey, Roger, there ain't no show like this anywhere, is there? You know of a show like this anywhere? Go ahead.
Oh, like I said, so much to say, so little time, but I was in an airport yesterday and flying back from a little vacation, and the masses were in the airport, Dave, in Baltimore, just living life, just living life. And
having no understanding. Hey, if I, go ahead, Roger, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Just going here to there and buying their hot dog in between flights and just living. And they have no idea.
No idea what's coming down around them.
What's coming down there?
Calling you a conspiracy theorist, Roger. You're a conspiracy theorist.
And when the U.S. Chamber is supportive of open borders, you know why it is. It's nothing but about money. You know,
that's right. replacement. They want to replace American citizens with non-American citizens who don't know the Constitution, don't understand any of that. So hang on real quickly, Jeff. I'll get you in there. I want to get Jock back in here real quick. Hey, Jock, what do you know anything about the Port of Baltimore? Do you have any idea about how much that will paralyze us all across the nation? Any thought on that, Jock? Or who else is a – Neil's a truck driver. Any thought on that, Neil, either one of you?
– go ahead, Johnny.
No, Neil, you go ahead.
Yeah, I haven't been in a port of Baltimore for years, but all those shipping lanes go through there, and they transfer the freight from the ships to the trucks and go across country. But Johnny, you were just there.
I was after I saw you, Coach. You know, I went to Bayonne, and then I went to Hershey, and then my backhaul was down in Baltimore, and I went right down there where the cruise ships are. I went right past that bridge. You know, the thing is. We're on defense now.
Yep.
You know, they are offensively attacking us from every angle. And this
we don't even know it, Jock. We don't even know they're attacking us.
You know, so what worries me is I don't know how we organize to, and I don't want to sound radical or anything, but, you know, we've got to start. I mean, we talk about this stuff, and I know we're doing everything we know to do. But we've got to organize as brothers and sisters in Christ. And we've got to let Christ in our hearts to help us know and understand how to handle this stuff.
Johnny, can I throw a left hook here, Johnny? We don't even have churches that'll work together to stop the indoctrination of their children in government schools in transgenderism.
I'm grateful to be a part of Pass Assault Ministries. I mean, this is where it starts.
That's right. At least we're doing something, aren't we? At least we're doing something. Appreciate you, John. I've got to move on here, buddy. Thanks, Johnny. Jeff, come on in. Jeff and Keith.
Okay, maybe it's time to get radical. Here's what's going to happen from now to November. A gathering of a bunch of idiots in different political events. And I've talked to Neil Peterson with this when he ran for governor. So here's what I'm seeing in Knox County. What was the separation of church and state? Oh, you can't speak about that in the church. Well, they've had the politicians in these local churches running for county commissioner, letting them speak. And you know what it's on? Industrial solar. You know who No, they're doing it. The churches are getting behind this. Well, we don't need no solar. I said, what about saving the kids in the schools? You know, and I told him, I said, I'm sure solar is important, but I'm tired of hearing this garbage. So, old Tom Collier lost his job. County commissioner for years. State rep for years. And it said in the article in the paper the other day, pro-solar Tom Collier gets defeated. Two nobodies come in and won because they put their signs out, no industrial solar. So now they're doing a meeting at the Memorial Building here in about a week or two. We're going to have all these yahoos. And probably a bunch of Christians, and all they're going to go out and listen to these stupid politicians. So my point is, let's go to these events and ask them, do you trust your government? We'll have an audience at the Memorial Building.
Amen.
We'll start these political events and start just being a radical.
Yeah, we got to go on the offensive for sure. Yep. We got to go on the offensive. And you have been, and I know you have, and I appreciate you, man. God bless you. Keith.
Yeah, once people get homeless and they start filling up the streets, so we can get rid of them in no time at all at night, and nobody ever sees. Well,
yeah, but Keith, they make them homeless so they become more dependent on the government.
We'll just get a repeat of San Francisco. They'll just disappear one night.
So my wife, I don't know where you guys are. Property taxes are coming up, or they just came up, or whatever you paid. We pay them every half. And boy, you talk about a bite. You talk about a punch in the gut. Writing that property tax check, knowing that they're going to use it to do every damn evil thing they possibly can. 67% of it, of our property taxes, goes to the local school that I wouldn't put a pig in. Huh? That's what it is. They raise the property values. So your taxes go up, and so the teachers get raises. What a system. Craig.
I drive truck. I've taken fuel out of Baltimore. I've picked up containers out of Baltimore. The company I work for right now that has convenience stores that gets their fuel, I called my boss at 7:30. I said, you might want to get ahead of this. I said, you're going to have a fuel problem. He goes, what do you mean, Craig? The tankers are at the terminal. I said, that's not the problem. It's not that you can't get to the terminal. The problem is the barges and all the other things that supplement the pipeline that need to get to the terminal to fill up all those tanks. They can't get to it because the bridge is there. The bridge is down.
So, Craig, say that again so people understand. Folks, the bridge fell down, so cars and trucks can't get in there, but the bridge is still laying in the water, so boats can't get through.
Right. They have a huge – it's probably 40 to – I would say at least 30 to 40% of the fuel in the Baltimore-Washington Delmarva area comes out of Baltimore. And these trucks have to go and get the fuel, and part of it is supplemented – by barges and ships that come in and help to supplement the tanks to keep them full. So now what you have here is you don't have these barges that are able to come in and help supplement. And plus they take refined fuel and they take it over to Delaware and the Eastern Shore and they go up and down to Chesapeake Bay. And not only that, the southern end of Baltimore, okay, has two tunnels that connect 95. 95 goes through a tunnel. The Key Bridge was the only way that traffic coming up 95 that has hazardous materials could cross over because the southern end of Baltimore has tunnels. You can't take hazmat materials in tunnels. So now they got to go up the northern part of the beltway or out of their way around to get back to 95. This is a huge logistical problem that is going to impact fuel. I called up a friend of mine that has a landscape evacuator. I said, you better go get your tanks filled up because they're going to start limiting fuel here. They cannot get it and distribute it, and you can't roll more trucks in. There's only 8 pumps.
Asymmetrical warfare, folks. Asymmetrical warfare. Craig, I got to move on. Thanks, man. Hi, Brett.
Hey, what a great show today, Coach.
They're all great,
but
Brett.
Guess thanks. What? Like Elijah. Great. Anybody got the faith of Elijah in the locker room? Freaking one guy versus what, 400? And our God consumed all the water, all the rock. Where is our faith? Our faith is in him, the God of the Bible, and the evil politicians on both sides. And our military, don't tell me they couldn't build a bridge in 1 month. What a lie. They could clean it up if they want. All lies.
It's all lies. And again, I hate to tell you this. The answer to evil is the church. But the church says, well, that's just what the Bible says is going to happen.
And Coach Dave, I apologize. I meant to say that too, because Dale nailed it. Hey, do you trust the government? Hey, why don't we ask this outside of churches? Hey, do you trust your pastor? Heck no.
Yep. Now, well, I bit my tongue. I heard the Holy Spirit. Loranne.
I was just had a thought. What if we, whoever wants to, get together on Saturday, either Saturday morning or Saturday night, and we just pray for the country and we pray for everyone, because we can go to the God together with one voice. We can raise it like Proverbs 31:8-9 in the New King James Version says that if we raise our voice for those who are appointed to die, and just go to the Lord. This is Easter weekend. This is the weekend of miracles.
Amen. Let me give it some thought. Let me.
Okay.
Give it some
that thought. Was just a thought of mine.
Jack.
Cause we have the God of hope. They don't.
Amen. Amen. But look, if we do that, things might get better and it's supposed to get worse. Good. Good. Jack. Jack's gone. Are you Roger Gates?
After show.
Roger.
Yeah, Coach, I want to see how long it takes them to clean the bridge up.
Oh, my goodness. I mean,
the transportation people have to go in there and do investigation and all that stuff.
Butt plug. Mr. Butt plug's got to go in there first, doesn't he, huh?
Yep.
Folks, you look at the deviance in our government. Look at the deviance. Plural. Not deviance. Deviant. Plural. Running our government. They hate Christ. They hate all things righteous. They form their own set of rules on right and wrong. And we think government is going to handle it. See you tomorrow.